Hello, everyone. In this somatic centering practice, adapted from presentations given by Prentice Hemphill and Desiree Hammond, we will be exploring three dimensions of our bodies, length, width, and depth, and the four pillars of coming to the table, facing and uncovering history, making connections, working toward healing, and taking action. This exercise will take about 12 minutes. I invite you to begin by collecting the parts of you that might be elsewhere, bringing yourself to this moment, arriving in your space, and then acknowledging your own body in this space. Look around your room, remind yourself of where you are. Find a comfortable position if you can, and start noticing and welcoming your breath. You may want to close your eyes or soften your gaze. I invite you to begin dropping into feeling your body and bringing your attention to the length of your body, from the top to the bottom of your body. Feel the length of your entire body. This represents our dignity as well as our rootedness. Notice any sensations you are feeling along the length of your body, from your head to the bottom of your body. Next, I invite you to take a deep breath in and feel the lengthening of your spine as you breathe in and out. Start to envision the top of your head all the way down to the end of your body. As you exhale, feel your rootedness. Feel yourself softening. Feel gravity begin to soften your muscles, your bones, your tissues, your breath, your perspective. Remember that this length plane is the plane of your dignity. So this is the state of being worthy of love, liberation, safety, or a sense of safety. Look at your body from the outside in. In your mind's eye, take note of your own dignity and your own inherent worthiness. Start to notice what that might feel like in your body, and notice any resistance to that and accept that as well. Next, I invite you to connect with the dignity and worthiness of those around you. Everyone is worthy of dignity. Here are some affirmations that you can say to yourself as you envision your length and your dignity. You can repeat these to yourself silently. I will repeat them as well. The harm that I have inflicted in my life or that I have endured in my life does not define me. I am more than what has happened to me. As Bryan Stevenson says in the book, Just Mercy, I am more than the worst thing I have ever done. I am worthy of healing, which is one of the pillars of coming to the table. And I'll repeat the affirmations. The harm that I have inflicted in my life or that I have endured in my life does not define me. I am more than what has happened to me. As Bryan Stevenson says in the book, Just Mercy, I am more than the worst thing I have ever done. I am worthy of healing, which is one of the pillars of coming to the table. Now I invite you to take another deep breath and soak in the breath. And then slowly begin to let your length widen and bring your attention to the width of your body, from one side of your body to the other. Feel the width of your body. the horizontal space. This represents our connections, our boundaries, and our belonging. Imagine the connections we have with each other in our circles, and reflect on how, in coming to the table, we work on making connections with each other within and across lines of difference. Begin to spread your energy out to the right and then to the left. As you do this, relax your shoulders, soften your belly, let yourself be as wide as you are. Let yourself be in this plane of connection. Reflect on the idea that we are linked to every living being on this planet, and that other people's liberation is inherently connected with ours. Become aware of your boundaries and your capacity, like what you are and are not available for. Here are some affirmations that you can say to yourself as you envision your width. I am undeniably, and I'll repeat these, I am undeniably connected to the liberation of others. And with that knowledge, I trust that everyone is doing the best they can with the knowledge and resources that they have, and that includes me. And I repeat, I am undeniably connected to the liberation of others. And with that knowledge, I trust that everyone is doing the best they can with the knowledge and resources that they have, and that includes me. So take a deep breath into that, and then begin to take all that dignity and length and all that connection and width and deepen it and begin connecting to the depth of your body. Now I invite you to bring your attention to the depth of your body, from the back of your body to the front. Feel into the depth. This represents the generations before us, history, the past. Feel and receive that. It also represents the present and the future, and our journey through past, present, and future. Feel and receive that. Imagine the Sankofa bird that reaches back in order to move forward. Reflect on how, in coming to the table, we work on facing our past in order to take action in the present and work on building a better future for all. As you imagine this, I invite you to start by connecting with the back of your body, the back of your head, the back of your shoulders, the back of your spine, the back of the bottom part of your body. Rest on the strength of your back body and connect with the wisdom in your body. Now I invite you to bring your attention inward to your mind, your heart, your organs, your internal body, and the inward plane, which is the present. This is where your choice exists. This is where you can show up in a way that's aligned with your values and the values of coming to the table in each moment. Next, bring your attention to the front of your body, your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your throat, your heart, your belly, the whole front of your body, which represents the future. Here is a loving kindness affirmation that you can say to yourself as you envision your depth. May I be aware of the wisdom of my body as I face the past and move forward in the future, in alignment with my values and the values of coming to the table. I'll repeat. May I be aware of the wisdom of my body as I face the past and move forward in the future, in alignment with my values and those of coming to the table. As we slowly begin to wrap up, I invite you to collect any revelations you received from this journey into your three dimensions and the four pillars. Let the revelations enter your center, spread throughout your body, become one with your breath, and face out into all directions. Allow the revelations to inform and shape how you move about in the world. As we come to a close, I invite you to take one more deep, conscious breath and then exhale. Begin to wiggle your body parts and gently begin to open your eyes. Look at your surroundings. Look at your surroundings. Look around your room. Remind yourself of where you are. Look at the length, width, and depth of your body. And thank your body for going on this journey with you, and then come back to this space. Thank you.